Hello and welcome back to the Skyfall F1 podcast. Thank you for joining me today for the second episode of this bonus series, F1 Reimagined. Today we're going to be covering the 2021 season. So for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about right now, welcome to F1 Reimagined. This is the series where I'm going back to prior F1 seasons, starting with the 2020 season, and redoing them with some things tweaked. So last season, I used the original calendar for 2020 that was planned before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. This season, that is going to be the exact same thing. There were a few races that were changed in the early goings of 2021 due to the pandemic's continued effects. So I'm going back to the first planned calendar for this season, which actually had 23 races instead of the 22 that ended up happening. And also, there are a few driver transfers that are a bit different than what happened in real life, so I'm going to be covering those today. Just a recap from the 2020 episode, Lewis Hamilton, just as he did in real life, won his 7th Drivers' Championship. Mercedes also won the Constructors' Championship again. A few different things happened, so we had a couple more race winners than in the real 2020 season. Alex Albon won his first career race. Carlos Sainz won his first career race, and Sergio Perez won his first career race, except instead of the Sakhir Grand Prix, it was at the Brazilian Grand Prix. So, a bit of a difference. If you want to go back and listen to the 2020 season recap, go check that out before you listen to this. But without any further ado, let's launch into this one. So, before we bring the cars back to the grid in Melbourne, let's run down the team lineups. At the top of the grid, Mercedes and Red Bull maintain their 2020 lineups. Ferrari made shockwaves when the squad announced the departure of longtime driver Sebastian Vettel at the conclusion of the 2020 season. Carlos Sainz was signed as his replacement, leaving McLaren without its lead driver. McLaren initially pursued Daniel Ricciardo, but Ricciardo elected to stay with Renault, who became known as Alpine at the outset of the season. However, the other Alpine driver soon became available as Fernando Alonso was signed by the French outfit to replace Esteban Ocon. After much deliberation, McLaren elected to sign Ocon to partner Lando Norris. Racing Point, now known as Aston Martin, retained the same lineup from the 2020 campaign. The Silverstone-based team re-signed Sergio Perez after his first career win in Brazil, ending negotiations with free agent Sebastian Vettel. Vettel settled with Alfa Romeo, partnering his former Ferrari sidekick, Kimi Raikkonen. At AlphaTauri, Danny Kvyat was released after scoring just 1/7 the points of his teammate, Pierre Gasly. Gasly's new partner in crime at the Red Bull sister team is Yuki Tsunoda, a rookie who placed third in the 2020 F2 Championship. Down the grid, Haas driver Romain Grosjean retired from the sport, and the American team announced his replacement to be 2020 F2 champion Mick Schumacher. Schumacher was initially planned to be partnered by fellow rookie Nikita Mazepin, but after several abhorrent incidents during the offseason, Haas terminated their deal with Mazepin and title sponsor Uralkali. Kevin Magnussen's services were retained in the second Haas seat. Finally, Williams kept both of their drivers around for the 2021 campaign, with second-year driver Nicholas Latifi looking to find more consistency on the track, and third-year Mercedes junior George Russell still searching for his first point in Formula One. With all that said, it's time for the season opener in Melbourne. The 2021 season started in much the same way as the 2020 season ended, with a Mercedes 1-2 and a Red Bull 3-4. Hamilton won and took the fastest lap, with Bottas and Verstappen behind on the podium. In the midfield, AlphaTauri christened the new season with a double points finish, with debutant Yuki Tsunoda in P7 and Gasly in P9. Haas had a particularly disappointing opening round, with Schumacher retiring in his debut and Magnussen finishing as the last of the classified runners. Next, the paddock headed to Bahrain, where Mercedes followed up their dominant performance with a stunning display of mortality. Verstappen won, with Albon snagging P2 off of Bottas during the final lap. Albon would also secure the fastest lap point. Hamilton, thanks to a shock Q2 elimination and a pit stop issue, could only manage P8. Charles Leclerc recovered from his DNF with a P6, while Yuki Tsunoda followed up his impressive debut with another P7 to secure back-to-back double points finishes for AlphaTauri, with Gasly nabbing the final point in 10. China saw a wet qualifying and a mid-race shower cause surprise results. Lando Norris took pole and then went on to win the race, for his first career win. Max Verstappen and Carlos Sainz joined him on the podium, with Verstappen earning the fastest lap point. Verstappen seemed to have the pace to win once the rain fell, but a mistimed pit stop onto Inners and excellent defense by Norris's former teammate Sainz prevented him from winning it. It was another misstep for the 7-time defending world champions, as Mercedes saw a double Q2 knockout. However, it managed to get worse for the Silver Arrows. Lewis Hamilton suffered his first DNF since 2018 when he collided with Kimi Raikkonen during the opening exchanges, and Valtteri Bottas suffered a mechanical failure on lap 39, leading to a stunning double DNF. Despite all this, possibly the biggest surprise of the weekend was George Russell, who took P10 for the first point of his career with a staunch defense against Fernando Alonso in the Alpine in the closing stages, drawing attention from several teams. The chaos of the season continued in the first ever Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix. A torrential downpour lasted most of the race, and it caused several tough moments for the leading drivers. Lewis Hamilton again suffered from a Turn 1 collision, this time while fighting with Max Verstappen for the lead off the line. Unfortunately for Verstappen, his brakes decided to take revenge in Hamilton's name, forcing him to retire. The damage Hamilton took severely limited his ceiling in the race, and he settled for P5. So, with Hamilton and Verstappen out of contention for the win, and Bottas floundering about in P9, the door was open for the win. The man who stepped through that door was Pierre Gasly, beating his replacement at Red Bull, Alex Albon, by holding the quicker car behind for the final five laps. Albon still grabbed second, with Fernando Alonso finishing third for his first podium since returning to Formula 1. While AlphaTauri and Alpine were celebrating hard-earned podiums, Aston Martin were mourning a missed opportunity, as Lance Stroll retired while Sergio Perez finished behind the two Williams in P15. The sun returned for the Spanish Grand Prix, and with it, order. Hamilton took the win in the fastest lap in a much-needed recovery drive, with the Red Bulls of Verstappen and Albon joining him on the podium. Unfortunately for Mercedes, it wasn't all rainbows in Barcelona, as Bottas' engine couldn't handle the heat. In the midfield, McLaren grabbed P4 and P5, cementing themselves as the third fastest car on the grid, and AlphaTauri literally crashed back to reality when Yuki Tsunoda spun into the barrier and out of the race. In the first five races, 2021 seemed to retain much of the unpredictability of the back end of the 2020 season, with some to spare. With Mercedes stumbling along, Red Bull gained a 52-point advantage at the Constructors' Championship along with a 1-2 in the drivers. Alex Albon actually led the Drivers' Championship after the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix, albeit just for 2 weeks. Outside of the top two, the parity of the cars seemed higher than ever. Already in the first five races, four drivers won a race, with another four standing on the podium at least once. While Mercedes still seemed to have the fastest car, teams were finally closing in on the throne. Red Bull proved that that start to the season was no fluke, with a strong showing in Monaco. Max Verstappen took the win in fastest lap ahead of Lewis Hamilton and Alexander Albon. Charles Leclerc qualified on pole, but an awful pit stop saw him lose any chance at his first home win, and he fell all the way to a final classification of 7th. Down the order, the Haas car's lack of grip showed in a big way, with Mick Schumacher crashing out and Kevin Magnussen in dead last lap by 9 cars. Verstappen made it back-to-back wins in Baku, taking the fastest lap to go with it. A late red flag meant that Pierre Gasly got a free tire change, and he capitalized with a P2 finish. Hamilton completed the podium, complaining all the way home about Mercedes' struggles in dirty air. The red flag was brought out thanks to a collision between George Russell and Kevin Magnussen just before the castle section that took them both out of the race. Ferrari were the biggest losers of the weekend as their two cars watched their fellow Italian constructor score another podium while running outside of the points. The rain was back in Canada, and with it the tomfoolery of the early races. Alex Albon won, with Lewis Hamilton in second and Sergio Perez rounding out the podium. Max Verstappen and Valtteri Bottas were the leading pair for the majority of the race, but when both pitted during a late safety car for fresh intermediates, they were unable to make up positions and finished in P6 and P7, respectively. That strategic blunder allowed Sergio Perez and Fernando Alonso to jump up to P3 and P5, respectively, with Perez securing Aston Martin's first podium as a constructor, and Alonso grabbing his and Alpine's second top 5 finish of the year. The race saw a season-high 4 DNFs, with 3 separate incidents causing safety cars. The stunning tally of wet races continued in France as Valtteri Bottas took victory at a slick Paul Ricard circuit. Alex Albon and Max Verstappen joined him on the podium. Lewis Hamilton could only manage P5, leading many to wonder whether he was beginning to lose his touch. Noteworthy in the midfield were the efforts of Alpine, as Daniel Ricciardo finished 4th in the Constructors' home race. Blundering further to the back were McLaren, with Norris's lone point in P10 tying them for their lowest point total of the season. The Austrian Grand Prix saw two of the top title contenders come to blows for the second time in the season. Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton were battling for the lead late and came together, both getting punctures from the collision. They were forced to pit for new tires with just 5 laps to go, but the gap to the rest of the field was so big prior to the crash that the pair finished P3 and P4 respectively. Valtteri Bottas picked up the win to go back-to-back in surprising fashion, while Carlos Sainz stood on the podium in second. It was a great weekend overall for Ferrari, as Charles Leclerc finished 5th for their highest point haul of the season. No team truly had a bad weekend, as 7 constructors finished in the points. 10 races into the season, and the ripples from the stone dropped into the series in the early goings were still showing. Red Bull still held the constructors' lead and the 1-2 in the Drivers' Championship, but both leads were coming down as the Mercedes drivers settled back in. In the midfield, the pack of 5 teams was beginning to separate, as podium contenders McLaren and Ferrari separated themselves from the scrum of AlphaTauri, Alpine, and Aston Martin. The bottom 3 of Williams, Alfa Romeo, and Haas remained haplessly out of points, with George Russell's lone P10 the only thing any of them had to show for their efforts. The British Grand Prix was a stunning show of just how much parity existed in the series this season. The first ever sprint qualifying session occurred, with Valtteri Bottas beating the 2 Ferraris home to grab the sprint win and pole for Sunday's race. Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton both entered the sprint qualifying outside of the top 10, but got to P6 and P8 respectively for the grid lineup. Bottas was entirely unable to convert the sprint win into a Grand Prix win, losing the lead off the line to Carlos Sainz and losing any chance at fighting for the win when he sustained damage fighting with Charles Leclerc for 2nd. Bottas would only finish 6th. With Sainz and Leclerc running out in front, and the top 4 in the championship all running outside the top 5, it seemed like Ferrari's best chance to grab their first win since Singapore 2019. Unfortunately for them, Hamilton found pace when he needed it most, taking the lead on the last lap to win. Sainz and Leclerc still made it a double podium for Ferrari, while Verstappen recovered to P4. Down the order, it was a horrid race for Aston Martin, Perez retiring and Stroll nowhere to be found in P16. Hamilton once again proved his resilience at Silverstone, and his elite pace came front and center at the Hungaroring. Hamilton achieved a grand slam in Hungary, with Verstappen 2nd and Bottas 3rd. Behind, Alpine put in their best team performance of the season, with Ricciardo and Alonso securing P5 and P6 respectively. Further down, Aston Martin's struggles continued, as both drivers again classified outside of the points. Back-to-back wins entering the summer break was exactly what Lewis Hamilton needed to get back into the fight for the Drivers' Championship. In those 2 races, Hamilton made up 22 points, bringing him back within 5 of the leader Verstappen. Albon's poor stretch to end the half left him 30 points back, but not entirely out of the conversation. Bottas laid another 21 points behind Albon, and it seemed like it'll be another second half where Mercedes exclusively supports Hamilton. 5 total drivers had triple-digit points, 2 more than in 2020, as Lando Norris ended the half with 109. 6 drivers won a race in the first half, and another 4 finished on the podium. At the bottom, 5 drivers still search for their first point, Nicholas Latifi joining the Alfa Romeo and Haas pairs in the basement. In the constructors' race, Red Bull's lead had shrunk to 26, with Mercedes amping up the pressure late in the half. Ferrari and McLaren continued to battle over 3rd, while AlphaTauri still held a slight advantage over Alpine for 5th. Aston Martin had begun falling away into no man's land in 7th thanks to their awful ending to the half. Williams' single point from Russell was still holding them steady in 8th, while Alfa Romeo and Haas remained pointless. The season resumed in Belgium, and pouring rain covered the track from lights out to the checkered flag. Verstappen won, with Hamilton passing Bottas for 2nd thanks to team orders. Alpine's strong form continued, with Ricciardo and Alonso finishing P6 and P7 respectively. At the back, Mick Schumacher's struggles in the thick rain left him 30 seconds off the back of the next runner, Nicholas Latifi. Despite the rain, all 20 drivers took the checkered flag. Paddock next headed to the beaches of Zandvoort, where Max Verstappen suffered a horrendous home race. A Q1 elimination left him miles down the order from the start, and he could only recover to P8, while his rival Hamilton won the race. Alex Albon and Sergio Perez joined him on the podium. It was an excellent return to form for Aston Martin, as Stroll finished P10 to give the Silverstone-based squad 16 points on the weekend. Down in the dumps again were Haas, as Magnussen retired and Schumacher again was the final classified runner. Following this race, Lewis Hamilton pulled into the lead in the Drivers' Championship for the first time since Australia. 2nd sprint weekend of the season occurred in Italy, and Hamilton won pole despite constant pressure from Verstappen, who finished 2nd. Albon grabbed the final point in the sprint. In the Grand Prix, chaos ensued from the launch. After stalling on the line temporarily, Lance Stroll fell down several spots and while attempting to move left, collected Mick Schumacher. Both went into the barrier, causing a safety car. With the incident occurring on the pit straight, the drivers were forced to drive through the pit lane behind the safety car. During that procedure, Valtteri Bottas sped in the pit lane, earning a drive-through penalty and dropping himself out of the points for the remainder of the race. This left Hamilton and Verstappen to duke it out, and though they nearly collided on several occasions, they both made it through in one piece, with Hamilton prevailing and extending his lead in the championship. Verstappen finished second, with Albon rounding out the podium and stealing the fastest lap on the final lap. Red Bull was still secure in the Constructors' Championship due to Bottas' struggles, but Verstappen was desperate to claw back the momentum in the driver's fight. His next opportunity came in Sochi, but an early collision between the pair of championship contenders blew up the race. Both were forced to pit, leaving their teammates to duke it out for the win. Albon secured the victory with Bottas behind in second, and Pierre Gasly grabbing another shock podium on the season. Hamilton and Verstappen rebounded to P4 and P5 respectively, with Hamilton taking the fastest lap. Another surprise in Russia was Russell securing his second point of the season by fending off Lance Stroll for 10 laps at the end of the race. Verstappen finally punched back in Singapore, as Red Bull's unmatched aerodynamics helped the drivers secure a 1-2 with Verstappen on top. Hamilton rounded out the podium in third. Bottas, clearly suffering from a lack of confidence, crashed out near the midpoint of the race, further solidifying Red Bull as the top constructor. The best midfield effort came from AlphaTauri, with Gasly securing P5 and Tsunoda in P8. Japan saw possibly the closest fighting between Hamilton and Verstappen all season. Hamilton seemed destined to pull away with the win, but excellent defense by Albon and aging tires helped pull Verstappen back within DRS range. Hamilton was never able to shake Verstappen, but a lack of true overtaking spots on the Suzuka circuit kept him ahead all the way to the checkered flag. Albon expanded his role as the ultimate teammate by taking the fastest lap away from Hamilton on the final lap. The rest of the field saw relatively pedestrian results, with 7 constructors in the points and the bottom 5 all taken up by backmarkers. 5 races remained in the 2021 season. 3 major battles remained in the Drivers' Championship. Pierre Gasly in P7 held a 3-point lead over Sergio Perez, Carlos Sainz was up 17 over Lando Norris for P5, and of course, Lewis Hamilton led Max Verstappen by 14 points at the top 4. In the Constructors' races, Red Bull were keeping Mercedes at an arm's length in the lead. The only other real battle was between AlphaTauri and Alpine, with the Italian constructor holding P5 by 2 points. The fifth to last race brought the paddock to Austin for the United States Grand Prix. In a high noon standoff between the leading pair in the championship, Hamilton never blinked, taking pole and running away with the win in the fastest lap. Albon was running in second, but team orders saw him let Verstappen pass. Despite Hamilton's victory, Mercedes received a near-fatal blow in the constructors' race when Valtteri Bottas' car gave out late in the runnings. Red Bull's advantage was extended to 65 with 4 races to go. Down the order, the entertaining battle between AlphaTauri and Alpine seemed to be reaching its climax, with all 4 drivers between the two teams finishing in the points. Fernando Alonso's P4 meant that Alpine took a 3-point advantage in Mexico. Verstappen entered the Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez desperate for a victory to give him life in the title fight. A rain-soaked second half gave him exactly the opportunity for that victory, as he overtook Hamilton with 8 laps to go and never looked back. Hamilton still finished second with the fastest lap, with Carlos Sainz rounding out the podium. Another DNF for Bottas, this one of his own volition, all but secured the Constructors' Championship for Red Bull. In the heated midfield battle, Yuki Tsunoda tied his best result of the year with a P6, only to again be beaten home by Fernando Alonso, who grabbed back-to-back fours. The final sprint qualifying of the year occurred in Brazil, and it saw Lewis Hamilton take the sprint win ahead of Charles Leclerc and Fernando Alonso. Heading into the Grand Prix, Max Verstappen trailed Hamilton by 20, basically needing to take the win to maintain legitimacy in the title fight. Verstappen started from fourth and cleared Alonso and Leclerc in the first 2 laps, but couldn't close up to the back of Hamilton. Hamilton seemed long gone with another victory, but a late crash involving Kimi Raikkonen and Mick Schumacher brought out a safety car with 15 laps to go. With the pack closed back up at the restart, Verstappen saw his opportunity and jumped on it, pulling a beautiful dummy move to get past Hamilton into turn 1. The pair battled for the better part of 3 laps until one of the most dramatic moments of the season occurred. Hamilton attempted to go around the outside of turn 1, but since Verstappen left space on the inside, Hamilton's front wing clipped the Red Bull as he went past. Hamilton was forced to pit thanks to the damages he sustained and could only manage 10. With the win, Verstappen retook the lead of the Drivers' Championship heading to Jeddah. Verstappen was joined on the podium by Charles Leclerc and Fernando Alonso, both drivers whose seasons had come alive in the latter stages. Finally, the last note from Brazil was Red Bull securing the Constructors' Championship, marking the end of Mercedes' run of 7 consecutive. Hamilton was set on returning to the front in the first ever Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, and he did exactly that, winning the race and retaking the championship lead heading to the final race. Verstappen finished second and took the fastest lap, with Albon joining him on the podium. Down the order, another double point performance from Alpine, along with Pierre Gasly's mechanical DNF, cemented the French team in P5 in their first season. After one of the best seasons in F1 history, it all came down Abu Dhabi. Hamilton led Verstappen by 2 points entering the final race, so if either won, they would become the champion. Further down, late season surges from Carlos Sainz, Fernando Alonso, and Charles Leclerc saw them challenging for P4, P7, and P9 in the championship, respectively. Red Bull secured the Constructors' Championship at Interlagos, but Alpine's late season pace and struggles for McLaren meant that a 32-point gap between the two with 5 races to go had shrunk to 7 entering the final race. Despite the numerous things yet to be set in stone, all eyes were on the battle for the title. Would it be Hamilton's record-breaking 8th title, the one that would set him apart from Michael Schumacher? Or would it be Verstappen's first, the culmination of a half decade of work to catch the silver arrow? The paddock arrived in Yas Marina to decide the victor. Surprisingly, it was neither Hamilton nor Verstappen that secured pole, but Lando Norris. Norris would successfully hold that position off the line, and with the Mercedes' struggles in dirty air, he kept the battling pair behind him at a distance for the entirety of the race, shocking everyone with his second career win. Behind him, it was Hamilton that kept Verstappen behind for the duration of the race, despite constant pressure and a final gap of less than a second. With the second place finish, Hamilton became an 8-time champion of the world in a dramatic fashion. Verstappen finished third, simply unable to muster the pace around Yas Marina to make the overtake and secure the championship. While the driver's championship remained the same, the chaos of the season was able to uproot the long-standing constructor's champion Mercedes. Red Bull returned to the top of the table for the first time since 2013, held by Verstappen's 7 wins, 18 total podiums, and second place finish. However, don't be fooled into thinking Alex Albon didn't contribute, as he finished 3rd overall with 2 wins and 13 total podiums, powered by a blistering start to the season. Red Bull has elected to keep both drivers for the 2022 season, with Verstappen extended all the way through 2028, and Albon signed through 2024. Despite failing to retain the Constructors' Championship, plenty went right for Mercedes this season. Despite all opposition, Lewis Hamilton won his 8th world championship, setting himself alone at the top of the all-time championship leaderboard. It was also his 5th championship in a row, tying with Michael Schumacher for the most consecutive championships. Overall, Hamilton would win 9 races and finish on the podium 16 times. While Hamilton was dueling away with Verstappen at the top, Valtteri Bottas went from one of the best second drivers of all time to falling apart down the stretch. Despite winning back-to-back races just before the summer break and getting 7 podiums, Bottas lost all sense of consistency toward the end of the season, finishing outside of the points in 4 of the last 9 races. This contributed to a P4 in the championship, his lowest placement since 2018. Ultimately, it was Bottas' struggles down the stretch that cost Mercedes its chance at another constructor's title. This contributed to Bottas' exit from Mercedes at the end of the season, while Lewis Hamilton returned through the 2024 season. Ferrari recovered from their 6th place finish in 2020 to grab P3 in the Constructors. Surprisingly, the team was powered by newcomer Carlos Sainz, who finished P5 in the Drivers' Championship with 4 total podiums. Incumbent driver Charles Leclerc struggled by contrast, finishing just 9th with 2 podium finishes. With Leclerc already signed through 2024, it was a no-brainer to retain Sainz through that as well. McLaren stuck at 4th in the team standings, despite very unbalanced driver contributions. Lando Norris finished 6th in the championship, the best finish of his career, and grabbed 2 wins on the season. This was a stark contrast to Esteban Ocon, who only managed 13th with a best classification of just P5. This caused McLaren to move on from Ocon at the outset of the season, while Norris was extended through the 2025 season. 5th in the constructors' race was Alpine, thanks to 2 outstanding drivers pushing their cars to the limit. Fernando Alonso and Daniel Ricciardo were evenly matched all year, and it was Alonso that finished with a 9-point advantage on the season, despite Ricciardo winning the head-to-head 12-10. In a tight midfield, that 9-point gap was the difference between Alonso in P8 and Ricciardo in P11 in the Drivers' Championship. Nonetheless, their altogether solid results helped Alpine win out against AlphaTauri 5th in the constructed race, and both drivers were retained heading into 2022 on 1-year deals. Losing out to Alpine in the drag race for 5th was AlphaTauri, who settled for 6th. However, the year was not without upside. Pierre Gasly got his first career win and added another 2 podiums to boot. Rookie Yuki Tsunoda proved himself more than deserving of a seat, scoring 9 times more than his predecessor Danny Kvyat scored last season and finishing as high as P6. Tsunoda's contract already brought him through 2022, while Gasly is choosing to keep his options open for the future. Aston Martin's pace fell off from 2020, seeing them fall back to P7 in the constructor standings. Sergio Perez, likely limited by the car, fell to P10 in the standings, while Lance Stroll suffered a horrendous, potentially career-threatening season in which he only managed 12 points and finished 14th. Aston Martin have chosen not to retain Stroll for 2020, while Perez has been brought back on another one-year deal. The final team that secured points was Williams. George Russell cracked the top 10 twice and showed massive improvements of pace throughout the season. While Russell was fighting around the points consistently, Nicholas Latifi didn't show anything near the necessary level of improvement to warrant another year in F1. Latifi finished just 20 races and had a single P12 finish with no points on the year. This caused Williams to cut ties with him at the conclusion of the season, and with Russell leaving to seek higher opportunities, Williams will field an all-new driver lineup in 2022. The final two teams of the championship both finished without points as they failed to keep up with a constantly improving field. The better of the two teams was Alfa Romeo, who were nothing if not consistent. Raikkonen and Vettel combined for just two DNFs on the season, tied for the third least of any team. With such a poor car, little judgments could be made on driver pace, so Vettel was able to secure a return with the squad. Raikkonen was set to come back as well, but announced his second retirement from the sport at the conclusion of the season. The final team in the standings was Haas. The late call to retain Kevin Magnussen didn't pay off with points, but he maintained consistency, as only one of his three DNFs was due to his error. The same could not be said for Mick Schumacher, who struggled through his rookie campaign with six total DNFs, the most in the series. Schumacher's contract brought him through 2022, giving him another opportunity to prove himself, although his teammate could change, with Magnussen choosing to explore his options over immediately extending his contract. So that is the end of the 2021 F1 Reimagined season. And this is where I want to bring in some audience participation. If you're paying attention, you may have noticed that Mercedes, McLaren, AlphaTauri, Aston Martin, and Alfa Romeo are all missing one of their drivers, and Williams and Haas need two new drivers for the 2022 season. That's where you guys come in. I'm going to hold a vote for who is going to fill each of those seats, so be thinking of the drivers who didn't have a seat confirmed for this next season. Who do you want to see where? Do you want George Russell to go to Mercedes just as he did in real life? Or do you want to see somebody else in that seat? You know, I'm really trying to bring in some other opinions here, so it's not just me tossing in the drivers that I think makes the most sense. So be sure to be thinking about that. Some of those polls will be coming out on Instagram and the YouTube community page, so be sure to be checking for those. And I will see you guys next time. Thanks for sticking with me, and see you around.